The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is expanding hunting and fishing access to nearly 150 national wildlife refuges and fish hatcheries around the U.S. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck has more.
Some wildlife refuges have been open to hunting and fishing for years, but the agency says this is the largest single expansion in its history. It affects more than a dozen refuges in our region. John Gale is with Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. He says the expansion could help boost a shrinking number of hunters, which in turn is shrinking conservation funding.
State Fish and Wildlife Management agencies generate most of the revenue that pays for all fish and wildlife management, for the most part, from hunters and anglers through the sale of hunting and fishing licenses.
And excise taxes. Still, Colette Adkins isn't impressed. She's with the Center for Biological Diversity, which plans to challenge the expansion in court.
We just keep on finding ways to intrude on the few remaining safe havens that wildlife have. And those impacts just snowball.
Federal officials say this was part of an effort to align hunting and fishing on its lands with nearby state public lands. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.